U.S. cruise missiles hit Syria.
On the airfield from where the chemical attack was launched.
Damascus unleashes anger.
The Syrian regime called the strikes an act of blatant aggression.
Final action ahead on key Trump choice.
The Senate votes on Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. American cruise missiles fired at a Syrian military base on orders from President Trump, a military move prompted by the chemical attack this week blamed on the Assad regime that left more than 80 people dead. We begin live this morning at the Pentagon with CBS's Cammie McCormick.
Steve, the U.S. launched 59 cruise missiles overnight in the first direct attack against Syrian President Assad's forces. The Tomahawk missiles hit an airbase where Syrian aircraft often take off to bomb targets in northern and central Syria. U.S. officials now say the Syrians did not scramble any of those planes in time to get away from these strikes, which also targeted airstrips. The missiles were fired from two U.S. Navy ships in the eastern Mediterranean and represent an escalation in the U.S. military's involvement in Syria, which until now has been confined to targeting ISIS. CBS News correspondent Stephen Portnoy is with President Trump in Florida with more.
It's a step his predecessor weighed in 2013, Cammie, a step that at the time Donald Trump said would be a big mistake to take without Congress. But here in Palm Beach last night, the president said the pictures of dozens dying moved him to action.
Even beautiful babies were cruelly murdered in this very barbaric attack.
Mr. Trump said it's in America's vital national security interest to deter the use of poison gas. Briefing reporters on Mr. Trump's decision, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the Obama administration's handling of Syria played a role.
He came to the conclusion that we could not yet again turn away.
Trump aides say the Constitution gives the president the power to order the strike, even if Congress never authorized it. Steve?
Well, Russia has condemned the American missile attack, and Syria's military has spoken out, too. CBS's Holly Williams is in Istanbul, Turkey.
The Syrian regime called the strikes on Shayrat Air Base an act of blatant aggression this morning and said it made the U.S. a partner with ISIS and other terrorist groups. Russia says the strikes violate international law based on a, quote, trumped-up pretext.
Well, Syria says seven people were killed in the attack. Support for it has come in from Britain, Turkey, and Saudi Arabia today. CBS News national security contributor Michael Morell joins us. He's a former deputy director at the CIA. Will this cruise missile attack effectively send a message or at least increase pressure on Assad's Syrian government?
I think Assad will get the message. I don't think you'll see him use chemical weapons again against his people. What we didn't do last night was go after any regime command and control targets that would send him the message that we were actually coming after him.
The U.S. has been battling ISIS in Syria, and of course Russia is involved on the Assad side. Does this change the U.S. and Russia question there?
This puts a major impediment in the White House's desire to have a new relationship with the Russians. There was actually a Russian contingent at the base that was attacked. So the Russians are deeply, deeply involved in Syria. And I think when Rex Tillerson goes to Moscow next week, he has to privately and publicly call out the Russians.
What has to happen now for the United States in terms of anticipating the next move, either from Syria or Russia?
I think that we have a real opportunity here to reinvigorate the pressure on Assad to come to the negotiating table to end the conflict in Syria. The strike last night, in my mind, was a first step, but it has to be followed up with increased pressure on Assad so that we can end this thing once and for all. We don't want to lose this opportunity. We have it right now.
Well, switching to Capitol Hill, the U.S. Senate is poised to take final action today on President Trump's nominee to the Supreme Court. CBS's Steve Dorsey says it ends weeks of debate and a last-minute Senate rules change.
A final confirmation vote of Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court comes after an historic move. Republicans changing Senate rules to break a Democratic filibuster. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
The nuclear option means the end of a long history of consensus on Supreme Court nominations.
But Chairman of the Judiciary Committee Chuck Grassley questioned Democratic opposition to the Ivy League educated judge.
What exactly is so objectionable about this nominee that he should be subjected to the first partisan filibuster in U.S. history.
Steve Dorsey, CBS News, Washington.
A fifth person has died of injuries suffered more than 2 weeks ago in the SUV and knife attack near Britain's parliament. The 31-year-old Romanian tourist had jumped into the Thames River. 4 years after saying no, the FDA has now cleared the way for a company that offers a genetic test to tell users about their risk for certain diseases. CBS's Dr. John LaPook says the test called 23andMe can give people more talking points with their doctor.
By analyzing the DNA in the saliva, they can tell whether there's an increased risk for developing any one of 10 diseases or conditions, and that includes Parkinson's and late-onset Alzheimer's disease, celiac disease, and other problems.
Well, Jerry Seinfeld says Don Rickles is on the Mount Rushmore of comedy. Rickles, who died yesterday at 90, insulted his way to stardom as Mr. Warmth. Here's CBS's Jim Axelrod.
Don Rickles never put the knife in anyone's back.
How much you weigh, big fella?
He hit them right between the eyes.
200 on the left side of your ass, you weigh 200.
An equal opportunity offender. No one was immune from his ridicule.
Is this too fast, Ronnie?
Even the President of the United States.
He's sitting there looking at the program going, where does he say he makes fun of me? Where does it say that? Ages 3 and up. It's on my box. Ages
the later generations who would know him as Mr. Potato Head in Toy Story.
Gee, I better shave.
May not have appreciated his old school insult act.
Give me a break. I'm so lonely.
If it's true Don Rickles' jokes were something from another time, there is a quality to the way he made many laugh that is timeless. Jim Axelrod, CBS News, New York.
At historic Augusta, Georgia, it's golf's top event, the Masters. CBS's Steve Futterman is covering.
He is definitely not one of golf's biggest names, but the leader after the first round is 40-year-old American Charlie Hoffman. He had by far the best round of the day, and after 18 holes, he has a four-stroke lead. On the back nine, Hoffman had four straight birdies. He called it a magical round.
For lack of any better words, I mean, it was a dream. I mean, you hit the shots that you're sort of looking at.
The world's number one golfer had to drop out of the Masters before hitting a single shot.
I can't make my normal swing, and I just don't feel like there's any chance that I'll be able to compete.
Dustin Johnson, the favorite here at Augusta, was simply in too much pain after slipping and falling on some stairs on Wednesday and hurting his back. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the Masters in Augusta.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, the 7th of April. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.